Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the amazing things, one of the amazing privileges we have as Catholics and as Christians is this intimate relationship we can have with God. And to know that everything we do is in His presence, just like we talked about on Wednesday. When Jesus was there walking in the midst and all of a sudden just exploded in praise of God, the reason He could do that was because He was in constant conversation with God. It can feel like God isn't paying attention or seeing the things that we do, or why is it that the prayers that we say don't seem to be answered in the way that we can recognize that God has heard our voice. But He does. And this is one example where Hezekiah was fearful of losing his life. And he's a man who had given his life to the Lord. It reminds us of what it says within the gospel, or rather what it says in the summary of the gospel that is the book of James. It says, a fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much, is very powerful. Hezekiah was a righteous man, which is why in his prayer to God, he could turn to the Lord and say, Lord God, you remember. You remember how faithfully it was that I lived out my life with the whole of my heart and conducted myself in your presence. Doesn't mean what I did at Mass, because he recognizes that his whole life is lived out in the presence of God. He says that I have done what is pleasing to you. And that simple prayer, which is really the prayer of his whole life, actually move the heart of God. And so to recognize that the fervent prayer of one who is righteous, one who lives their lives rightly, does have great effect. God granted him the grace to live and to rule over his people for 15 more years. So they experienced great blessing in those times. Read the book of Isaiah, read the histories of what went on in the life of King Hezekiah and how he dealt justly before God and before the people. Our prayers do avail. They are powerful when they're not just expressions of passing thoughts, but are backed up by a way of life. Ask God that our life can be lived out in such a way that our prayers do have power, not just for ourselves. But for those for whom we have deepest concern. That's what our Lord offers us at Holy Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.